Okay, today's daf is Brachas Daf Samach Tes, Yerushalmi, and we'll start at the bottom of Samach Tes Mabez. And again, we thank the Elman family for sponsoring Maseches Brachas Shiurim, Rabbi Yili Nishmas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechiel, Michal Fegelman, Bunya Bas, Rabbi Chaim Asher Fegelman, Rabbi Gershon Lipa, Bar Leib, Azriel Rubin, and Basa Bas, Rinyamin Rubin, Aleyah Mashalom. So we'll be discussing the sugyas of Kiddush Bevakam Suda. That's what we said we would start off with today. The Gemara talks about... The Gemara got into this because we spoke about Shinui Makom for Hilchas Brachos. If somebody had wine, then we spoke about in the outer rooms that the people used to come in, and then they used to go into the main room, the ballroom, so they'd have to make a new bracha because of Shinui Makom. Relating to that, the Gemara brought up, what about a Shinui Makom regarding Sukkah? The Gemara spoke about if somebody is on the last day of Sukkot and they're going into their own home, so they could bring the Kalim in. But what if somebody wants to sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? So that's Bal Tosif, right? How can you sit in the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres? The Gemara says that you have a choice. You have either could passel the Sukkah, you could take an area of the Schach, 4x4 Tfachim, and passel it, and in that way show that I'm not doing this L'shem Mitzvah, but I'm doing this because it's comfortable and it's airy and I want to sit in the Sukkah. Or, Shimon ben Levi said, you could make Kiddush in your house. If you make Kiddush in your house, that shows you're not really using the Sukkah L'shem Mitzvah. You're making the Kiddush in the house, and then you could go outside to eat the rest of the meal. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said. Tzarech l'kaddish b'soch beso. Shmuel says that if you make Kiddush in your house and you go to a different house, so Shmuel's not talking about Sukkah. He's just talking about a regular Shabbos. If you make Kiddush in one house, then you go to a different house to eat the meal, then you have to make Kiddush again. Because Shmuel is the opinion, ein Kiddush el b'makom suda. Right? Kiddush b'makom suda, I have to make Kiddush in the place. The sugi of Kiddush b'makom suda, we'll see, has to do with the when, the where, and the what. But this is regarding the where, it has to be in the same place, and therefore if you have a Shini Makom, it's not good enough. Rav Oshia said, no, if you like your sukkah, it's Arev Alav, then you can make Kiddush in your house, and then go up to the sukkah. So we said, when we left off last time, we said, maybe, is this a Machlokas? Needs to be a Machlokas, whether one would have to make, redo their Kiddush when they go out. So the Gemara answers, a Machlokas, whether there is a Machlokas. Amar Rabbi Avin, Velo Pligan. So Rabbi Avin, first opinion says, there is really no machlokas between Shmuel and Rav Oshia. Shmuel who says that you're going to have to make Kiddush again, and Rav Oshia says, well, you're not going to have to make Kiddush again. Ma Demar, we're going to go with the Charedim's Girsa here. He flips around a couple of words. You see where it's bold-faced in the Charedim. Ma Demar Rav Oshia, Ma Demar Rav Oshia, Kishahayadaito Lecha Vaisacher. When does it work that you do not have to make Kiddush again? Where when you make Kiddush, you know you could eat in the other place. I make Kiddush in Makom A, but I know I'm going to have my meal in Makom B. So there, you don't have to repeat Kiddush in Makom B, because I had in mind. So the same thing would be if I have in mind to eat my meal in the Sukkah. If I'm making Kiddush in the house, I'm going to eat the meal in the Sukkah. So that's okay, because I had Das. Shmuel was talking about, Ma Damar Shmuel, Kishalo Ayadaito Mitzchila Kishakidish Bebeso Lech Babayis Acher, right? Nimlach, right? What's the language of Shmuel? Kiddush Babayizeh, V'nimlach. Nimlach means he changed his mind. He decided. So, according to Rev Avin, there's no machlokas here between the Amoraim. Really, everybody agrees that if you had in mind to eat somewhere else, so then the Kiddush, your first Kiddush is okay. Even if you eat nothing else in the Makom HaKiddush. But, according to the other opinion, if you didn't have it in mind, then that would be a problem. And then Rabbi Mana says, I disagree. Amar Rabbi Mana, I disagree. I think there's a real bona fide machlokas here, right? Asiyah de Shmuel k'Rabbi Chia. I think Shmuel, who says that you have to be Mekadish again, holds like Rabbi Chia, who says that you have a chiyav of Kiddush b'makom Seuda, Udra Voshia, k'Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Voshia was like Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was the one that said, you can make Kiddush in your sukkah, in your house, and go to your sukkah, meaning there's a machlokas amoram about Kiddush b'makom Seuda. We, of course, hold that, yes, ain Kiddush el b'makom Seuda. The Gemara tells us in the Bavli, in Meseches Pesachim, on Daf Kuf Amabez, Kuf Aleph Amad Aleph. Remember how that Gemara comes up there? The Gemara comes up there by Kiddush and Shul. Right? The Gemara there says, O son, Shekidshu B'nei Adam, Shekidshu B'Ezach Neses. Those people that make Kiddush and Shul, what is the din of the Yotzi with that Kiddush? The Shmuel there says, you're not even Yotzi with Kiddush. Because ain't Kiddush el b'makom Suda. If you don't have a Suda, then you aren't even allowed to make the Kiddush. And the Gemara there goes through what is called the same place. bias labias, bias lialia. We generally assume that as long as you can see the other place, it's okay. Sometimes in shuls, it's easier for the rabbi to make kiddush in the main sanctuary before everybody runs out to the kiddush, and then nobody would hear the kiddush. It would be much more difficult. So if he has it in mind, it's in the basement. If he has it in mind, it's in the outside, whatever it is. So if one has it in mind, then there are definitely coolas. There are 3 days in the Shulchan Aruch based on this Gemara Emsachim in terms of place. The source for Kiddush B'Makom Suda, the Rashbam, has 2 days there in Arbi Psachim. The Rashbam says, what's the source for Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So he quotes the Pasuk in Yishayo Daf Nunches, that's the parak. How do you remember? Yishayo Nunches Menucha. You have Menucha, you rest on Shabbos. That's the parak about Kavod and Oneg, two Psukim about Shabbos there. V'karasa la Shabbos Oneg. You shall call Oneg to Shabbos, b'makom sha'ata korei l'Shabbos, in the place that you call the Shabbos, klomer, kriya de kiddush, sham tehei oneg u'medrashu. What's the first day? V'karasa l'Shabbos, in the place where you call Shabbos, oneg. Right? That's where you should have your, that's where you should have your oneg. That is number one. Fdeya of the source. Inami, says the Rashbam, svarahi. It's a svara. The first pasuk is that it's a first source is a drasha. Then secondly, it's a svara. Mide ikva kiddush al hayayin kidetanya lekaman zachreyo al hayayin. Since we have to be make kiddush on wine, mistama al hayayin shebishas asuda hukva dechashiv. The most chashiv wine that we're going to have on Shabbos is the one that we're going to have connected to our meal, and therefore we have to take that wine and have it during a meal. The achronim formulate this kiddush b'makom suda. These 2 days that might be reflective of. Is it a din in the Kiddush or is it a din in the Suda? Is it that you have to anchor your Kiddush? You have Kiddush and you have to anchor your Kiddush in a certain way, and that seems like the second day. You have the Kiddush, so it's talking about you have to make it more chashiv. Or you have to say no. Your meal has to be uplifted and elevated with Kiddush. It's a din in the Suda. So is it in the Kiddush, you want to anchor your Kiddush, or is it in the Suda, you want to elevate your Suda? L'may nafkamina, machlokas go'onim in the gra. Right, what happens if I'm going to have mizonos? I'm going to have Kiddush and shul, and then I'm going to have mizonos, I'm going to have chalons, I'm going to have all the foods, and I'm going to go home. Do you have to make Kiddush again when you get home? So technically, make right then we paskin you yotze. Right, like the Gaonim. The Mizonos is okay, Kiddush B'makom Su'uda. But the Gra says, no, the Gra says it's a din in the Su'uda. Din the Su'uda, therefore, maybe you were Yotze enough Kiddush B'makom Su'uda to allow you to eat. But your Su'uda has to be Nikva with Kiddush. And therefore, according to the Gra, you'd have to make Kiddush again, because it's only Yotze with Hamotzi, with washing your real Su'uda. So that is a big discussion, but that's in terms of, there are other reasons why to repeat the Kiddush, could be, but again, Maker Adin, you probably do not have to repeat the Kiddush. But that is in terms of the where, that's what our Gemara is talking about. But we just mentioned the what. What could be Yotze Kiddush with? That's the Machlokas we just mentioned, between the Gra and the Gaonim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes, that one can be Yotze with the Shulchan Aruch's language is bread, but the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the Mefarsha quote, it doesn't mean bread. It means any of the 5 grains. The Shulchan Aruch's language, v'dafka ochal lechem v'roshas ha'yayin, v'ochal peiros lo. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes, v'heimin em nikra mazon v'yayin soy lev. Aval shar dvarim is not called Suda for this purpose. The Bir Halacha there quotes from the Maaseh Rav, from the Gra, that no, even Kiddush Bayom lohay mekadesh el makam suuda gemura v'lo mine targima oyayin, and not using mizonos and not having 2 revi'iyos of wine. So that's what the gra. That's in terms of the where, in the proximity, the what, and then the when. The when is that we should try to have, we shouldn't have too much of a break between the kiddush and the suuda. Right? Sometimes Friday night, sometimes people come back and they're exhausted and they go to the couch. So we should really try to be zar to start kiddush, right? Mitzvah daraisa as soon as possible, and after the kiddush, not to take a break, right? Because that's kiddush b'makom suda, right? What about at the seder? The post can discuss at the seder we make kiddush and we don't have suda until 2 hours from now, right? We're not going to make hamotzi, so where's the kiddush b'makom suda there? So even if one has in mind, that's many hours, isn't that a hesach hadas? The answer is that no. this is Kiddush B'makom Suda, because what's the Suda on Pesach? One has to create the Lechem Oni. One has to create the Lechem that I spoke about, She'onin Olav Dvarim Harbe, that I said the Magid. So this is all Tzarech HaSuda. I make Kiddush, and now I'm creating the Lechem that I'm going to have to make Hamotzi on. So that's Kiddush B'makom Suda for the night of Pesach. Any other night of the year would be a huge hefsek, but on the Seder night, it would be good enough. So these are some of the issues that come up with Kiddush B'makom Suda. Again, one should be careful about making sure that they are Yotzei Kiddush at a Kiddush, what we call a Kiddush, not just to have herring and a drink. Right? One should make sure to have a mizonos to make sure that they're Yotzei L'chol according to those days. Okay. Says the... Again, like I said, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Aruch Chaim in Dalet Samach Gimel where he talks about even the Gaonim, it might be a heter. It doesn't mean that you don't have to start the meal with Kiddush. So even Rav Moshe says in that tshuva that it's a good idea, even if one makes Kiddush in Shul, besides the fact that if there's anybody at the meal that didn't hear Kiddush in Shul, and one wants to be motzi them, and it could be that somebody in Shul didn't have the mizonos. Maybe they heard the Kiddush. Oh, I'm always Yotze Kiddush, but I didn't have the mizonos. It's always a good idea to just make a quick Kiddush at home before one starts the meal. Okay, so machlokas, whether there is a machlokas, either way, we paskin that one needs Kiddush B'makom Suda. We continue. Amar Rabbi Ami. Zoso Meres. One of these lines of the Yerushalmi, like, what is this going back on? So that's what we need the Charedim. The Charedim says, Zoz Omeres is going back on the previous Brisa that we had on yesterday's daf, where the Brisa said that when they come to the anterior room, they come to the external room, the outer room, so everybody sits down, and they make their own brachas, unless they were massive. Unless they were massive, and they reclined, they connected to each other. But people generally didn't do that in the outer room. It was, as we said, the mashal of the smorgasbord, where they set up a couple of tables, and that's not a kvius. People sit at a table to eat for a minute, and then they leave. They're not eating together. So the Gemara, the Brisa earlier said that wine and anything would require heseba. But the Bavli, in Daf Mem Gimel, notes that really there's a machlokas, whether you need heseba only for bread to connect to each other, or also for wine or fruit. So the Gemara just says here, Zoso Meres, Shenechlokin Beperis. Right, that Brisa that says that you need to have a seba even for wine holds like the opinion that it's not only for bread, right? They're nechlak. People are separated even regarding fruit, and therefore one would require haseba for fruit as well in order to connect and for one person to be motzi the other one, to apply the principle of Rov Am Hadras Melech, right? If they weren't masiv, like all the other, like fruit and wine and bread, they all have the same rule. Good. Balahem yayin besocha mazon v'chulu. Back to that price, remember we said in the Mishnah, right? If you have wine comes during the meal, then everybody should make their own bracha. Right? We learned earlier. Right? So the question we already mentioned yesterday, right at the end of, in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf. Balahem yayin besocha mazon kolechen mevarech la'atzmo. If the wine comes la'achar mazon right before they bench, then one person makes the bracha for all. But during the meal, if they're having wine, everybody should make their own bracha. So what's the difference? Why at the end of the meal does one person make the bracha for everybody, and during the meal not? So Shalu as Rabbi Ben Zoma, Bibrima, Ba Lahen, Yain, Besocha Mazon, Kolecha Dechan Mavarach La'atzmo. Why does everybody make their own bracha? Omer Lahen, Mipnei, She'ein, Beis Habliya Panui. Because when people are eating, you don't want them to have to talk. Right, it's dangerous. And if somebody says a bracha for all of them, even though he's not eating right now because he's saying the bracha, maybe the other people are eating. If somebody's being motzi me in a bracha, I'm not supposed to be eating. Right? Because it's shomea ka'one, it has to be ki'ilu, I'm saying the bracha. And I'm not supposed to say the bracha. We had that a couple of days ago. I'm not supposed to say the bracha with food in my mouth. What if there's food in my mouth? Remember that halacha? Right? If it's something that I could take out and won't get disgusted, so then take it out. And then And then say the bracha. L'chadchila, I'm not supposed to have anything. What if it's liquid? So that was the two girsos. Bol'on or pol'tan. Right? Two different girsos that we had in the Yerushalmi. But I'm not supposed to have food in my mouth. But I could have food in my mouth. And we don't want anybody to have to talk with food in their mouth. And that's why I make your own bracha. Because if somebody else is making their own bracha, then you're gonna have to say, Amen. And if you could, in order to be mashlim, right, says the Haredim quotes from Rabbeinu Yonah, HaMitzvah HaGemura Hu Latzeis Gam Banias Amen, Me Iker Adin, we paskin, in the Bavli also, Shemei Kohen does not need Amen. If I have Kavana Latzeis, even if I don't say Amen, I'm still Yotzei. But Amen really is the best. And therefore, we don't want to have to make people say Amen if they're eating, and then it's going to be dangerous. The food's going to go down the wrong pipe. So that is why during the meal, wine comes, everybody make their own bracha. So you'll make your own bracha when you don't have food in your mouth, and that will take care of that problem. But that is that the chashivas of Amen, l'chanchila, we paskin that Amen is not ma'akev. Rav Soloveitchik has a yard site here. I think we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago, but we're going to mention it again by Hashem in the seventh parak, because that's what he talks about, where Rav Soloveitchik talks about maybe by Chazaras HaShatz and Zimun, by those two, the Rambam mentions Amen. He doesn't just say Shomea Ka'one. Maybe by those two, it's a higher level of tziruf that is required. Chazaras HaShatz, which he calls Tfilas HaTzibur, not just Tfila Bitzibur, based Birchas HaMazon Bechabura, as we'll talk about by Hashem in the next parak. So maybe Amen in those contexts, in order to connect myself to the Tzibur or to the Chabura. But by all other brachos, Shmei Ka'one, even if I don't say it, there is an Arzarua. The Darkei Moshe quotes an Arzarua that seems to say that if you don't say Amen, so then you're not Yotzei. The Arzarua has a couple of shitas that that are unusual in Hilchos Brachos, right? Could you say a bracha la'achar asiyasan? He weighs in on that. But if you look in Kuf Samach Zayin in Hilchos Berchas Hamotzi, the Darkei Moshe, the Rama on the tour quotes this: Shem lo yanu lo yatsu yidei shnei midei chovasan. Here's a diak from a Yerushalmi in the next parak. But the Rama says v'tzarach iyun b'may takasa dim lo yana amen lo yatsu shnei midei chovasan ki lo nimsa ze b'poskim achirim v'chein b'talmud shalanu lesa v'tzarach iyun. The Rama says, I don't know where the Arzaruha gets this from. Amen is a great thing. We should say Amen. And there's a lot of schoolers regarding Amen. But when it comes to being Yotzei, it's only a lechatchila. So that is why during the meal, one should not, if the wine comes, everybody makes their own bracha. There is the Rosh. The Rosh on this Mishnah in the sixth parak, Os Lamedalid. What if you get their attention? What if you tell everybody, guys, I'm making a bracha on Bereh Paragafa now. Everybody focus. What if you get their attention? So, does that help? Says the Rush. Yesh she'omer, shim omer ha'mevarech, savri rabosai. Right? So what does that mean? That means, guys, listen up. Where does that come from? It's to help everybody focus. Savri rabosai, v'hein mefan in beis abliya, and then they empty out their mouth. Kedei l'shmoa, shaper dummy. So there are those that says the Rosh, if somebody says Savri, or Savrai, Rabosai, so they're getting everybody's attention, then it's good. Umiyu says the Rosh, lo nihira haitaima. I don't agree though. Sha'afal pi, sha'ochlin, yecholon lishmoa habracha, v'latzis b'shmiya. Right, and even if they're eating, they could hear Savri, they could still be chewing and listen up. Doesn't mean that they're gonna stop. V'nira atanka moshe b'farish b'Yerushalmi. L'fishein yuchon lanos amen. Dein mesichin besuda. Shem yachnam gona leveshet. Kedisa b'tainis, as it says here. Right? Ein b'esib b'raplani. The Rosh quotes our Yerushalmi, and therefore he thinks this Yerushalmi overrides any Savri. Right? Because this is, you don't say Shemea Ka'ona also. So you're gonna have to talk, and therefore it's gonna be a problem. It reminds me a little bit of a Ritva. Right, the Ritva in Sukkah. And the Gemara talks about in Sukkah, I think on Daf Lamed Ches, what happens, not the Gemara, the Rishonim, Rashi and Tosfos and the Ritva there. What happens in the case where somebody is davening, they're quiet Shmona Esrei, and the Tzibur gets up to Kedusha. So we all know the Halacha, but did we ever really think about that Halacha? We know, okay, you stop and listen. Stop and listen, and then you continue afterwards. But, and that's what Rashi says there. That comes from Rashi, that Psak. But if you look at Tosfos there, Tosfos says, I don't understand that Psak. Tosfos says, stopping and listening is as if you said it, but you're not allowed to talk during Shmona Esrei. So how can you like stop and listen and Kilu, you said it. You're not allowed to talk during Shmona Esrei. So you know what Tosfos says? Keep going. What can you do? You're stuck. You can't say Shomei Ka'ona there because you're not allowed to talk. Rashi clearly thinks that you could have your cake and eat it too. You could stop and it's Kilu, you said it enough that you're Yotzei Kedusha somewhat, but it's not Ki'ilu Yumami said it, that it would be a hefsek. Right? It's one of the first sources that one would quote in the Lumdus Shir about Shomea Ka'ona. Is it Mamish Ka'ona or is it Ki'ona? Right? That's the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. But the Ritva there has another Dea. The Ritva there holds like Tosfos, Lamaisa. Keep going. Keep going. Why keep going? Because the Ritva says, you only say Shomea Ka'one at a time when you yourself could have said it. Right, he quotes Reb Zera, Kalaroy Labila. Right, you need the potential to say it. So if I'm sitting, I'm standing by Kiddush and I can make Kiddush, so you can make Kiddush for me, Shemei Kona. But the Ritva says, during Shemot Esrei, you can't make it, you can't say Kiddush yourself because you're in the middle of Shemot Esrei. So that's why you wouldn't be able to use Shemei Kona because you're in the middle of davening Shemot Esrei. So here, you're in the middle of eating. You're in the middle of eating, so you're not going to be able to use Shomei Kona. So maybe that's what you're going to have to say. Amen. Related to that, anyway, the Rosh is not happy with the Savri. He thinks your Beis Habli is not going to be Panui, even if he gets your attention. So one should just make their own bracha if the wine is brought during that time. Okay. Abba Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana says similarly regarding not talking during a meal. Hada Amar. That's why people say, Ahein to atish go michle. When somebody sneezes during the meal, asa lememrale, yes. Yes basically means health, right? Asuta, gesundheit, God bless you, right? All of those, words, right? Yes, the Pnei Moshe says, yehe lo la asu, like asya is from the word medicine, refuah, right? Begin sakanta danafsha because of the danger, right? You're not supposed to talk during while you're eating. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara is not just a law book, but the Gemara is a life book. Right, not just a book about laws, but a book about life, and it gives us a good idea. Don't talk with your mouth full. Right, that's the Gemara. Interesting that we mentioned this before, that when somebody sneezes, we say God bless you, or to life, libriut. We don't say that when somebody coughs, right? We don't say that when somebody yawns. Why dafka when somebody sneezes? So that goes back to a Pirkei Derab Elazar. The Pirkei Derab Elazar, the 52nd parak. Pirkei Derab Elazar is before the Mishnah, very early work of the Tanoim. But the Chizkuni quotes this. In Parshas Vayechi, where the Chizkuni says that Yaakov Avinu, when he got old, right, he got sick. Hinei Avicha Chole. Yaakov was the first person in history to get sick. Right, that's what in the recorded in the Torah. He was the first person to get sick. Yaakov Avinu. He got sick when he was getting old. Says the Chizkuni, this was an answer of his tfilos. He wanted to get sick. Why? Miyom shenivru shamayim ba'aretz. If you look in that parak of Pirkei Derab Elazar, he has like eight things listed. Mofsim. This was one of the mofsim. Miyom shenivru shamayim ba'aretz lo haya adam otish v'chaya michalyo. Nobody ever sneezed and lived in those days. Ela b'chol makom shahaya o baderach o bashuk, wherever he was. He was in the marketplace, he was on the road. V'haya otish hayanav sheyosa. People sneezed and they died. That's what it was. Ad Shebo Yaakov ubikish rachem alzo. Still Yaakov Avinu davened, you know what, Hashem? Can I please have some warning? I want to speak to my kids before. I want to give them my last wishes. So Amar Lev Fidech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam. Al tikach nafshi mimeni atcha atzav el besi. Es bonev es b'nei bonai. Give me some time and warning. V'netar lo, and Hashem listen. Shenemar vayihi achar advar ma'ela vayom al Yosef hinei avicha chole. So sneezing used to be connected to death. And that is why, going all the way back thousands of years, the Pirkei Derab Elazar tells us, that's why we say, God bless you. The world doesn't know why it's doing it, but we know why sneezing is different than any other activity that happens in relating to our senses. Vayter. V'yomar l'mugmar. So now we get back to the last line of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that wine during the meal, everybody makes their own bracha. But mugmar, the spices during the meal, one person makes the bracha. And we said in the Mishnah that the one who made a motzi is the one that gets the schus of saying this bracha. So v'omar la mugmar, so I ask the Gemara, ma bein mugmar v'inyayin. What's the difference between the spices and the wine? What's it? Why by spices, one person makes the bracha, and by wine, everybody? So Gemara answers, mugmar kulen mirichin. Yayin echad hu toim. By the mugmar, what happens by the mugmar? You bring something into the room, it smells delicious, and everybody's enjoying it. So by the time everybody makes their own bracha, they're going to have enjoyed it so much already. It's going to be the birchas hanen, and after they got hana. So it's better right when the spices come in. Right, one person is going to make the bracha because you're already enjoying it. By wine, you're not going to drink it until you have your wine, and therefore that's how the Rabbeinu Yonah, which the Charedim quotes here, that's how he's machalik. Shemayinu omrim kol echad ve'echad mavarach la'atzmo. If you say everyone should make their own bracha on the reyach, hayishoen harbe achar shericho, they'll have smelled it for a couple of minutes already. That's not right. Berchas anenin, it's the matir. V'nipsa shiunenim and ol mazeh below bracha. They'll be benefiting without making a bracha. That's terrible. So rather, we'd do it this way. What about Beis HaBliya Panui? So, again, that's a chshash. But the potential Isser, in this case, overrides that chash. Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Yirmiya, Mugmar, we have this in the Bavli also, Kiva Shehela Ashan Sorach Lavarech. What they brought was some type of aromatic item that one burns, and then the aroma goes up from the fire. So says Reb Yirmiya, once the smoke starts coming up, even before you smell it, you know you're about to smell it. It's about to cause the aroma. So right when the fire goes up, Tzarech Levarech. One has to make the bracha. The Achronim on this appears in the Bavli also, wonder, like, what's the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush of the line? Like, right when the smoke goes up, right when the smoke goes up, one would make the bracha. If you look in the Tzlach, so Noda Bihuda's commentary here on brachas, he says that maybe the Chiddush is, usually you take something in your hand, on an apple, you make a bracha, then you eat the apple. But here, you're not going to have anything in your hand. So when exactly do you make the bracha? It's a little trickier. So you have to have something that you know right after this, it's going to be the smell. So that's the answer. You don't want it to be too early, because that would be over to over. You don't want it to be too late. You don't want to have to smell it already. So that's why advice is right when the smoke starts going up, because when the smoke starts going up, you know when that's the aroma is about to come, and that is why that is exactly when you make the bracha on reach. There is, once we have the tzlach open on the next page of the tzlach, there's an important tzlach, because the Gemara there in the Bavli has a separate bracha, separate makor for birchas hareach. Right, what's the source for Berchas Anenin? We had at the beginning of our parak. Lashem Aretz Umloa, Pentukdash Hamaleya Hazer Asher Tizra. A couple of different psukim, and we end up saying it's a svara, kodesh hilulim, and then the Gemara in the Bavli, daf mem gimel, minayin shemavarchan al areach, kol haneshama tahalalka. What pleasure does your neshama get? The smell. And that's why it make a bracha on areach. So ask the tzlach there, isn't that just included in the other berachas anenin? What do you need a separate bracha for, a separate makar for birchas hareach? So explains the tzlach. No, I might have thought. He says, because we know this is all based on the Isser of Mi'ila, right? Mi'ila getting benefit from the base of Migdah, something that belongs to Hashem, right? The Gemara compared it to that. And we know, the Gemara tells us in Psachim, that Kol Umarev Areach Ein Bahem Mishum Mi'ila. There's no Felisa Daraisa by Kol Marev Areach. Let's say I go next to the base of Migdash. I want to hear the Levim sing. I love music. I am not getting any spiritual high at all. It's purely just music. Am I allowed to go near? Is that Mi'ila getting illegal benefit from the Beis HaMikdash, listening to the Kohanim sing, the Levim sing? Or let's say I'm an architect. I just go admire the Beis HaMikdash and the architectural beauty. Mare, Reach, or smell the Ketores. So Gemara says, though that's not tangible. Ein bo mishum me'ila. So says the Tzlach, since ein bo mishum me'ila, in the Daraisa world, I would have thought maybe, birchas anenin, which is patterned after me'ila, so birchas hareach is different. Maybe it wouldn't need a bracha. Kamash malan, that's why we have a bracha even for reach. Shagam bazeh tiknu bracha. That also is a bracha that was misukan. Okay, there's a Pnei Yeshua also, but we'll leave that for now. We continue now. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmiya ba mivdok Reb Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya wanted to check, test Reb Zeira. Is this Reb Zeira? What was their relationship? It sounds like for me that Reb Zeira was his Talmud, but you have other sources that he wasn't his Talmud. Amar, so maybe this is Zaora, not Zeira. Amar le ketzadu Amar Hashem and Arev. What bracha do you make on aromatic oils? Amar le asher nasan reach tov b'shem and Arev. That bracha. Amar le asher nasan reach tov ba'atzei b'samim. Different makaras. What's ati b'samim? That's a more general bracha, right? You're not just thanking Hashem for the oil, but also for the any aromatic wood. The Haredim says there is an idea of being more inclusive, which kind of goes in the opposite of what we've been discussing, that the more specific you are in your praise, the better it is. Yitzchak bar Abba bar Machzia bar Chanan alav Yasvin. They were sitting and talking and discussing the bracha on hard stalks. Hard stalks. Chad Amar Baruch Shana Asan Reach Tov Ba'atzi B'samim. The Charana Amar and the other ones have Baruch Shana Asan Reach Tov Be'esev Ha'aretz. To use the Lashon of stalks, Atzei or Esev, the growths, the grass. Masiv Man Demar Be'esev Ha'aretz. L'man Demar Ba'atzi B'samim. The one who said Esev asked the one that said Atzei. V'chi Eitzimein. Are these wood? This isn't wood. These types of stalks. Amarlei, v'haksiv, he answers him, v'titzmenein b'pishti ha'eitz. It says by Rachav, when she hid the two meraglim that Yeshua sent, she hid them in the eighths of pishton, of flax. V'chi eitzimein, is flax wood? No. The answer is, if something is hardened, so we can still call it eitz. So to hear, if something is hardened, we call it eitz. There is a question about on Motzei Shabbos, when somebody uses besamim that are, isve besamim, all different lashonos, when people have different types of besamim, atze besamim, isve besamim. The Mishnah Berurah says, that I think it's the Mishnah Berurah, that on Motzei Shabbos, we want to have universality, and therefore, borim ne besamim, what everyone uses. The rest of the week, you want to be more specific, but Motzei Shabbos, when everybody's making this bracha, better to just use the same bracha, the most inclusive bracha, bore mine besamim. Salkun le beis rav, they went to the beis rav. V'shimon bar chuna b'shem rav, asher nasan reach tov, ba'atzi besamim. Okay, all the different brachas on different spices. Remember, bore mine besamim is always safe, because that's always the most inclusive. Geneva amar shemen lezuama. If you have aromatic oil, but it's really just meant to remove a bad scent, not to give a good scent, so then eno tzarech levarech. There's no bracha on that, right? Like for besamim, right? There's some type of air freshener. So air freshener that there's some type of tangible item in the air freshener. If it's just air freshener to remove a bad smell, one can't make doesn't make a bracha on that. If it's to give a good smell, Amar Yudin, afilu kavi l'toch yado. Even if I poured a bunch of the oil into my hands, still I don't make a bracha on it. Rabbi Chelbo, Rafuna b'shem Rav, hamarabes alintis b'toch beso ein azorach lavarech. Remember the days of old, they used to sprinkle. They had dirt floors. They sprinkled water on the floors to keep the dirt down, but they also sprinkled sweet smelling liquid in order to make the house smell good. So if somebody does that also, no bracha, because that's also meant really to remove. Amar Rav Chizda al kulanu omer shenasan reach tov ba'atzi besamim. He makes that bracha. Bar menahin muskin. You make that bracha of reach tov ba'atzi besamim except for musk. Muskin. What's muskin? Let's just finish. The yemar amar, because on that we say asher nasan reach tov b'mine besamim. Because that we say mine besamim. Why musk? Musk is some type of nice smelling item that comes from an animal. And therefore you can't say atse, so you say mine besamim. But this is somewhat controversial. All the Rishonim discuss what animal. Look in the Pnei Moshe right here. V'hu amusk, shehu mizeas chaya yadua. It comes from the perspiration of the known chaya. The known chaya. What are we talking about here? The Rambam discusses this. Where's the Rambam? In Hilchos, Klei Hamigdash. Klei Hamigdash. The Rambam at the beginning of Klei Hamigdash talks about the Shemen HaMishcha. All the different ingredients of the Shemen HaMishcha. One of them was the mor. The mor. So what's the mor? The Rambam says, Perak Alav Alacha Gimel, mor hu adam hatsarur b'chaya shebehodu. Mor is the congealed blood of the known chaya in India, hayadua lakol, that everybody knows about, shemisbasmin bo b'nei adam b'chol makom, that people use for its aromatic scent. This congealed blood, says the Ravid, Amar Avraham, Ein daiti mekabeles sheyachnisu b'maisa akodesh dam shum chaya ba'olam kol shekein dam chaya temeya. What the Rambam's talking about? The blood of a non-kosher chaya you're putting into the Shemen HaMishcha? I don't understand that, says the Ravid. So all the Mefarshim say no, says the Ravid. First the Ravid says, lo yadati minayin lo, ki ani shalti l'tagarim. I asked merchants, says the Radvaz in the 1500s. Hamevim osomim komo v'amru li shumin chaya domer l'tzvi. Ola ofer ayalim. V'shema chaya tahori. Maybe it's a kosher chaya. How does the Ravid know it's a non-kosher chaya? Right, it comes from there. V'yim mipnei shu dam chaya v'lo matzinu dam chaya shnichas l'mikdash. You want to say, aye, what is a dam chaya? Doing at the base of Mikdash, says the Radvaz. It's not blood anymore. They've changed it so much by now. Shekvar nizbat l'mitoras dam, v'nifsan mios ochel, v'chazar lios afar ba'alma. And then it's not the mamashis, it's the reyach, reichala milsa. Anyway, this is a labedic sugya about what the mor and the musk is. All the Rishonim get into the act here. The Rush, and that Rush I read before, talks about what it is. But brachas on aromatic items. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, next time we get into the Mishnah. Avikar v'tafa, the last daf. B'Hashem, next tomorrow. Next daf, we finish up the sixth parak of Maseches Brachas.